Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is I date for marriage. So what do I mean by that? If you are a single Christian woman and you desire marriage, your purpose for dating would be to figure out of all the men that you were meeting and you were interacting with, going out on dates with, socializing with, am I going to continue to maybe socialize with this person? Maybe we can be a professional acquaintance. Maybe we can just be a distant acquaintance. You know, maybe we can keep dating until we figure that out. Or you know what? We've been dating for a little while now and we both have agreed that we can take this further and we can go into courtship and eventually marry. That's the purpose of dating. It's not, you know, to find out if you're sexually compatible. It's not to find out in anything else like that. It's to find out whether or not the man that you are interacting with is suitable for marriage. Now, I don't want you to, you know, get into the habit of just automatically jumping to that conclusion. Oh, well, you know, could this guy be the one when you are interacting with a man? That's not the point either. But what I want you to accept with this confession is that your purpose for dating is to determine who out of the men that you're meeting may be suitable for marriage. So the scripture that I want you to keep in mind as you consider this confession is 1 Corinthians 6, verses 12 through 13. And it says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say food for the stomach and stomach for the food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now, I don't want to just hone in on, you know, how single Christians, we should avoid sexual immorality, because it is true, but honestly, even married people should be avoiding sexual immorality. Okay. So sexual immorality is for everyone, practicing sexual morality is for every Christian, whether they are single or married. So that's not really where I want to focus. But what I want to say is that the heart of the scriptures is saying that, yes, you have the right to do whatever you want because God gave you free will. But is everything that you choose to do, is it something that is going to drive you further away from God? Or is it something that is going to allow you to keep your relationship with God intact? So let's apply that to dating as a single Christian woman. If you are dating for marriage, is you going over to a potential boyfriend's house or suitor's house at midnight, could that compromise your relationship with God? And if you really like this guy and he likes you and the chemistry is there, particularly sexual chemistry, probably, yeah, it will. It probably will. If, you know, we're all adults, it probably will. Or, you know, if you going out to a certain location with him, you know, view it from the lens of, is this going to compromise my relationship with God? And if you think it's going to lean more towards yes, and the answer is yes, you don't need to do it. That looks different for everybody. Some people may be able to hang out at you know, a potential suitor's house at midnight and nothing happens and they're able to keep their relationship intact with God, but some of us are not. And that's the lens that I want you to view every single activity or interaction with a man. That's the lens that I want you to view it from, so that you can continue to maintain the confession, I date for marriage. Because when you fall into things that push you further away from God, your purpose from dating then becomes to fulfill whatever goal it is that you have in your heart that is not right for, you know, towards God. That's what dating becomes. But the goal for dating when you are a Christian woman, a single Christian woman who wants to keep her relationship intact with God, the purpose for dating is for marriage. So again, the confession for today is I date for marriage. And don't forget to confess your way to success. And I will talk to you in tomorrow's confession.